When I was 12 years old, when I turned 12, I was able to join the Boy Scouts of America. And I was super excited because I found out that they were planning this overnight scouting trip. And oh my goodness, I was ecstatic. I mean, I'd been camping before with my family, but this was to be my very first overnight scouting experience.
Oh yeah.
So the day comes and I'm super excited and I'm frantically packing all my things, throwing things into my bag and grabbing my pillow and getting my sleeping bag. And I'm heading my way, starting my way to head out the door when I began to feel an interesting sensation in my stomach. It began to rumble. Well, I figured, you know what? I've eaten enough today. I'm just going to ignore it. We're going to go get some dinner on our way. This is going to be no problem. I'm just going to, you know, whatever happens, I'm not going to let it ruin my experience because, well, again, this was to be my very first overnight scouting experience. So we get to the place where we're supposed to meet. We all hop into these big vans and we take off and I'm in the front seat of the car and oh, I'm so stoked. I'm just like, yeah, finally going to go with the scouts, finally going to, you know, do some things that we can pass some requirements off, you know, get this merit badge, and we're going and we're about half an hour into the drive and I got the window down and I'm sticking my head out and we're going super fast and I'm going, ah, you know, like 12-year-olds like to do. And so we're going along and again, I have the window down. When this sensation returns, only this time a lot stronger. I only had enough time to look at the person driving and say, "Here it comes!" And it just went flying. Thank goodness I stuck my head out the window because it just went flying. There was a bus behind us. Most of the people, I think, had their windows up. The person who was sitting in the back seat of our car had his window all the way down. I know because of the screams that I heard. Now, over a decade later, they still don't let me forget that experience. A lot of times as you're going through life, as you try to get to that next level, as you reach for a goal in life, people will puke on you. People will begin to say things like, "Oh, good heavens, you'll never get that. There's no way. Just go back to doing what you were doing. Just go get a real job." My goodness. There has to be a way to be able to combat that. There has to be a way to take out the trash subconsciously so that this puke, all this blah blah from other people doesn't affect you. One of the things that I recommend doing is when you hear things like that, write it down. Whether it comes from other people, whether it comes from voices inside your head, whether it comes from your own doubts, write it down. Get something, get a piece of paper, get a journal, whatever it takes, write it down. But Eric, isn't writing it down, doesn't that just reinforce the things that, I mean, that you're trying to forget about? That's what I used to think. Writing things down is a way to get things out of your brain. The longer something stays in your subconscious, the longer you begin to believe it. And remember, a thought plus a feeling equals a belief. If you're listening to all these things, you know, saying you can't do it, there's no possible way, how hard is it going to be for you to actually accomplish that goal? Pretty darn. It's going to be a much more difficult for you to be able to reach that goal if you're listening to all these things. So whenever these thoughts come to you, even if it's in the middle of the night, find something to write these things down. Get things out of you. Another thing that several of my mentors have taught me is to use a vision board. Vision boards are something that you put up, you know, next to your bed or somewhere where you can see it quite a bit with images and statements of the goals that you want to accomplish. Now, these could be short-term goals. They can be long-term goals. I recommend having a good mixture of both short-term and long-term. And what you do every day, morning and night, you look at it for a certain period of time. You look at it and you allow your brain to be trained on what the things you want to create. And then you make it happen. Well, Eric, that sounds like it's a bunch of voodoo magic. No, it's science. What you're doing is you're training your subconscious brain to create things that you want. You're saying, "Hey, brain, make this happen. This is what I want. Do what it takes. I know you've got the answers in there. I know it. I know that you know how to get this next income level. Tell me how to do it, and let's make it happen." Over the past year, my wife and I have really, really gotten into this, and we have seen miracles take place. Absolute miracles. We put things on our vision board, and then a day or two later, these action steps come to us, so we'll write them down, then we'll do it, then we get the thing off our vision board. We're just flabbergasted. So using a vision board helps train your subconscious to do the things that consciously you want. Again, as you're looking at your vision board, different things will come to you saying, you can't do it. You aren't worth it. You don't deserve it. Again, make sure to write these things down so that they don't affect you, so that they don't get lodged into your subconscious and become a belief. Make sure to do this every single day and watch your results go up. Another thing that you can do in order to train your subconscious is to ask yourself positive questions. For example, I'll just tell you a quick story. Before I became a healthcare practitioner, I used to wait tables for a living. And I don't know if you've ever worked in a restaurant. You know, there are some restaurants where, you know, people can be quite successful, you know, really high-end restaurants, and some people really enjoy it. And it was nice, you know, it was a good job. It helped, you know, put food on the table. I was able to support a family just waiting tables. But there were a lot of times where I would just have a rough night. You know, tips would just be horrible. And I remember one night in particular, I remember every single tip for the first like 2 or 3 hours of my shift was awful. And I'm thinking, good heavens, what am I doing wrong? Is my service really this bad that I'm getting this, you know, these poor tips? And a lot of, I can hear what you're thinking. Well, you should be just grateful of the tips. People have given you tips. That's what they're there for. You should be grateful of everything. Well, yes, of course. Of course, I was grateful of those things that people were giving me. But at this sort of restaurant, I was used to people being very generous. And so I started asking myself the question, what's going on? I remembered something that one of my mentors had taught me. He said that when it comes to when you're having a bad day or when it comes to accomplishing something in life, ask yourself a why question. A lot of people will say, well, you know, if you're having a bad day, just tell yourself over and over again, I'm having a wonderful day. I'm having a wonderful day. I'm having a wonderful day. The only problem is, I mean, yeah, that could work after like 10,000 times. But the only problem with that is it takes 10,000 times. There's this little thing in your brain called the reticular activating system. It's the brain's filter, which filters out information that it deems as untruthful or unnecessary. For example, have you ever like bought a new car and the moment you drive off the lot, it seems like everyone else around you and their mom is driving that same car? Is it true that everyone literally bought that same car on that same day, or did you just not notice it? Until you bought that car and you had something to relate that to in your brain, your reticular activating system, or RAS, just said, that's not necessary, and it just went, filtered it right out. The subconscious literally picks up on over 11 million bits of information per second. Can you imagine if we were conscious of all of that? Oh, good heavens. Squirrel, shiny thing, you can imagine how crazy life would be. Thankfully, we have this filter that filters out all this unnecessary information so that we're only conscious of about 40 to 50 bits of information per second. And so, anyways, you can, you know, tell yourself, I'm having a wonderful day over and over again, but until like the 10,000th time that gets caught in your reticular activating system because it says, nope, we're not. Today's a bad day. And it just filters it right out. Unless you ask yourself a why question. If you ask yourself, why is today such a wonderful day? Your subconscious goes, oh, we got an answer here somewhere. And it starts going to look all over the place. It's like, hey, we got a file in here somewhere. And it goes to work. Have you ever like seen someone for the first time in a long time? Maybe you're in a mall and someone comes running up to you and like, hey, oh my gosh, I haven't seen you in forever. And they give you a big hug. And in your mind, you're like, hey, you. And you're like, oh, what's that person's name? And then 3 days later, it pops into your head. You're like, oh, their name is John. And you're like, oh, you could have given me that information a little bit earlier. What happened? You posed that question to your subconscious, and your subconscious went to work looking for that answer. It's the same thing whenever you ask yourself a why question, be it positive or negative. So, for example, if you're having a bad day, ask yourself, why is today such a great day? And your brain starts to go to work looking for the answer. Remember, it's your subconscious that creates your reality. So if your subconscious believes that today is a wonderful day, you will begin to create things in your life to make today a wonderful day. So I remember I'm in the shift and I'm having just horrible tips. I'm just in a bad mood. But I just remember this technique taught by one of my mentors, and my wife's voice popped in my head saying, "Eric, now you know how to do this." And I'm like, "Okay, all right, I guess I better start." So I began asking myself the question, why are all my tips so great? Why is everyone being so generous? I began to ask myself that over and over again. Why is everyone being so generous? That very next tip that I picked up was 20%. Every single tip that I got for the rest of that evening was 20% or more. I was just flabbergasted. I thought, really? This really works that fast? So I began to apply it in other areas of my life. Every day, I asked myself the question, why am I so successful? Why do I make millions and millions of dollars doing things that I love to do? This is called the power of why. It's kind of declarations on steroids. Anytime you want to get to that next level in life, ask yourself, why do I or have I, and fill in the blank with that goal. Doing so allows your subconscious to then look for the answer and create that into your physical reality. Doing so can help you accomplish incredible goals that you never thought possible. Asking yourself why questions and then going after it, following the action steps that come to you, will shock you how fast you can get those results.